This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There appear to be some possible areas of agreement emerging in the debt crisis talks. And now, President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have chosen top emissaries to negotiate a deal.
The president says he, McCarthy, and other top congressional leaders had a productive Oval Office session.
We'll speak regularly over the next several days, and the staff's going to continue meeting daily.
McCarthy says the key is who is talking.
The president changed the scope of who's all negotiating.
The naming of top allies to hammer out the details signals the talks are now largely confined to what both sides will accept in order to raise the borrowing limit. McCarthy has picked Louisiana Congressman Garrett Graves, who has ruled out the Democrats' initial proposal of raising the debt ceiling with no spending cuts.
It's not a viable option.
McCarthy says the two sides are far apart for now, but thinks a deal can be struck by the weekend. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Now to the abortion issue. Legislation banning most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy is becoming law in North Carolina. Last night, the General Assembly overrode the governor's veto. The governor's a Democrat. The General Assembly is controlled by Republicans. Former President Trump is endorsing him, Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron. The AP's Norman Hall.
Attorney General Daniel Cameron has won the Republican primary for Kentucky governor and will face Democratic Governor Andy Beshear in November. Cameron was endorsed by former President Donald Trump. Cameron would be the state's first black governor if elected. I'm Norman Hall.
Five people are going on trial in Germany today accused of planning a far-right coup. More than 100,000 Ukrainian troops have been killed or wounded since Russia invaded the country. That's according to some Western sources. This is AP News. Now to what's worrying leaders of the world's rich democracies, who will meet in Japan. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
G7 leaders are likely to focus on the war in Ukraine and tensions in Asia at a summit in Hiroshima. The symbolism will be palpable when leaders of the world's rich democracies sit down in Hiroshima later this week. The Japanese city's name evokes the tragedy of war, and the leaders will tackle a host of challenges, including Russia's invasion of Ukraine and rising tensions in Asia. The attention on the war in Europe comes just days after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky completed a whirlwind trip to meet many of the group of seven leaders now heading to Japan. G7 leaders are also girding for the possibility of renewed conflict in Asia as relations with China deteriorate. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here at home, retail sales increased 0.4% in April, the first retail sales increase since January. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.